The mission of the Chicana Latina Theater Series, sponsored by the UTEP Department of Theater and Dance, is to honor and celebrate the rich culture of the El Paso Juarez Las Cruces borderplex. They have performances happening tonight and tomorrow, and while we have them here, we'll also talk about the summer theater and dance camps. Joining me today is Rebecca Rivas. She is co-founder, director, and playwright for the Chicana Latina series, and she will be facilitating the advanced session of the summer camps. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have you, Becky.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure to be here, Marina.
Oh, well, excellent. because, you know, the Chicana Latina is so much fun. And is this the second year that you do it?
No, this is our fourth
year. Are you serious? Year.
Yes. It's crazy. Well, we've gone through like incarnations of
okay.
it. We've done it for the past 4 years, but I mean, it started as staged readings, and then we kind of started filtering in some new work, and then last year it was all new work, and then this year it's all new work except for our children's show.
So tell us about the work.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. Okay, we opened at La Fe, and then we are coming out to Mayapan tonight. And what the show is the first half is a children's show that has already been going, touring to all the area elementary schools all year long. So some of your kiddos may have already seen it. It's called Brother Rabbit Sell Some Corn.
Okay.
And then the second half of the show is a new piece that I wrote. It's called Colitas de Rana.
Oh, how cute. Sana, sana, colita de rana. That's
yes.
all I think about.
Yes. So and that's just dealing with some of the issues that we deal with that concern our border. Mm-hmm. It's everything is family friendly. For sure, the first pieces were the kiddos. There's bunnies and coyotes hopping around or running around. But the second piece, it deals with issues, but I think the kids will get something out of it. There's a lot of beautiful movement by Laura Corral and just some fun pieces. The Statue of Liberty talks to a little girl. It's fun.
That's good times.
Yeah. It is. It should be fun at Mayapan. Plus there's food from the amazing kitchen at Mayapan.
Oh my
tonight.
Gosh, so, the mole.
Yes, I don't know if they'll have mole. I can't promise mole. I know it's going to be a limited menu.
Okay, well, whatever it is, it's always good.
Those ladies know
how to get down.
No joke. They're so good. So there we'll be at Mayapan, and then we'll be back at UTEP on Sunday.
And tomorrow. How do you decide which pieces become a part of the series?
Well, we've done it a couple of ways. Like last year, we had one of our students, Rosie Sanchez. She wrote almost the entire show, with the exception of I think one piece. Yeah, that was written by Silvia Gonzalez S. And it just kind of happens. This year we started it as a project. We thought we always want a dance element since we're the Department of Theater and Dance, and so we had success kind of developing new work from just stories or short stories or something on the news, and so we thought we'd do that again this year. And it just so happened that I said, well, I'll try it out this year, and so I did. And it's been a lot of fun. It's a little nerve-wracking, but
I'm enjoying
it.
You're writing the play, you're putting together the series.
Yeah.
And then you're also, are you in it?
No, I'm not in it. That's like the
well,
one thing that I'm not doing. I'm not in it. I directed the children's piece, and then I'm kind of helping coordinate the second piece. But really, the play I wrote is directed by Julia Sosa, who we've worked with before, or all 4 years for the Chicano Latino series. And then Adriana Dominguez is also directing a portion of it. And then, like I said, Laura Corral.
And how did you arrive to the final piece? I mean, how long does it take you to write it, workshop it within you all, and kind of come to, okay, this is what we're going to share?
Yeah. Well, it started with a bunch of ideas at the beginning. It was going to be like five different things. And then it just kind of got whittled down. I just edit. A couple of the pieces come from either poems I've written a while back ago and then kind of shifted into scene work, or because it seemed like we needed a bridge in this certain section. A couple of them were taken from a one-woman show I wrote a while back ago, and I decided, well, why don't we try and make it a two-person scene? But really, we started with the border as a theme, and the idea, Gloria Anzaldúa's idea of the border as a wound. Mm-hmm. And so that's why colita serrana.
Sana, sana.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. it's an idea. The idea is as of this healing that needs to take place here. And yeah, it grows. I don't really know
yeah,
how it happens.
But it seems like, you have to be mm-hmm. comfortable with editing, because I know a lot of artists in their process, mm-hmm. they can't let go.
Yeah.
And
yeah, and that's, I'm not that way.
Yeah, no, it's yeah. best. No, I mean, if you're yeah. able to, okay,
yeah.
whittle, then mm-hmm. you get to the core and here yeah. you are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an actress first and then I write because I don't know, I do. Mm-hmm. So then it just becomes, so I'm not as precious with the words.
Right.
Like, it doesn't mean I care a little bit sometimes. But for the most part, I just kind of let it go. And once I gave it to the actors and I asked them, like, well, what seems empty or what doesn't make sense? And they'd make suggestions and we'd change it. And so it's really, I almost feel like I shouldn't take credit for it, because it's really been a collaboration between the women who have taken on the directing and choreography roles and the actors, and I get to just put my name on it. But at the same time, it really is, the way theater should be, it's totally
collaborative, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, because they think of better ways to say things all the time. And as an actor, you live it. So
yeah, it's something that comes out naturally that mm-hmm. then, well, maybe it should come
yeah.
in there.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know. For me, it's easy to just trust them and say, "Yeah, I've sat in that chair before. I know that."
Yeah, I trust your judgment. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing yeah. like trusting a performer's judgment.
Yeah.
It says a lot.
Yeah. And then it's just, you know, sending it to other people and getting their two cents and telling me, "Well, I don't understand why this happens." So, and just, you know, being humble and letting it form itself. So I think that's what's happened, and we've had fun doing it, so I'm hoping people will have fun.
Well, yeah, 4 years now.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've had our most success last year and this year, because we've been able to go out to La Fe mm-hmm. And Mayapan, and they welcomed us in. Simi and Semeli have been really, really helpful getting us into those spaces and allowing us to bring our work to the community, because that's really why we're doing it.
Of course.
Instead of just expecting the community to come to us here at UTEP, which we love them to do, but we also want to kind of do that.
Yeah, you have to show that accessibility, because mm-hmm. that's, you know, you just don't know. Gaspar Enriquez was here a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and he said, you know, you're talking and there's a quiet kid in the back of the class, and mm-hmm. you don't know that you're making an impact. And then years later, kid comes back and is like, you inspired me, and you really don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know what kids, because especially when we really made it a point to make it for families mm. This year, because I think we have to get the theater and dance out to those kiddos who maybe don't get it. And I mean, almost never get it in elementary school.
Right.
And then maybe don't get it in middle school. If you choose the elective, then you get to do it in high school. So it's just really important to us that, you know, those kids who maybe never thought of it as an option, as an outlet for themselves, are given that opportunity. And not even just the kids, but the adults out there who are...
It's just something good to do with the family, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, know? It's a lot of fun. In one of the scenes, we give out candy. I mean... yeah. So I'm not... we're not beneath giving out treats.
To come out.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a lot of fun, and it the scene takes place on the puente, so we've got...
Oh, yeah, no, there's candy all over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chicle, everything. Yeah, yeah. Bolis. Oh, yeah, there will be bolis. So
you had me there. Let me a chicle, but bolis, I'm in.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So you're inspiring with the performance, but then there's these cool camps that you all offer, too.
Right, right. So we start those in June, June 6th through the 24th, and we have a beginning kids camp and then an advanced. The beginning kids are ages 7 to 12.
Okay.
Advanced is 13 to 18. I do the advanced a group, Adriana Dominguez, does the beginning. And then we have our dance camps also, Tiny Toes.
How cute.
I know. And Young Dancers. And Tiny Toes takes kids from 4 to 6. So you can, if you have the little ones, they
that
can
for them.
Mm-hmm, come in and move around. And 7 to 12 are the Young Dancers. So.
And how do they enroll or how can they find out more information?
They can call us here at UTEP, 747-6213 for more information. And we should have information on our website as well.
If you search theater on the UTEP mm-hmm. website, you should
Right. Yeah. And we should have that information up as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so excited that you're here. Congratulations on yet another series.
Oh my gosh, thanks. It's a lot of fun. Thank you for helping us promote it. We really, really appreciate it.
Of course, and I hope you break a leg.
Thank you.
Today, my guest has been Rebecca Rivas. She is co-founder, director, and playwright for the Chicana Latina series, and she will also be facilitating the advanced session of the summer camps happening here at UTEP. Thank you so much.
Thank you.